We have our vices in life, obsessions we tend to hide from the outside world, be it because of fear or judgment. No one is a perfect person, but some take these obsessions further than others, finding themselves tangled in the spider web they've woven for themselves, trapped and without a way out. Today's show is one of those stories, a story filled with lurid sex, love, and obsession, one that's been the whisper on people's lips and recently resurfaced, the torrid and illicit tale of sex, lies, and murder, the Jodi Arias and Travis Alexander story. Jodi Ann Arias was born July 9, 1980 in Salinas, California. She was a California girl with a love for photography. She developed at the age of 10. That love would continue, leading her to pursue it as a profession and take up several part-time jobs as a professional photographer. In the fall of 2001, she took a server job at an inn and spa. While working there, she met the food and beverage manager, Daryl Brewer, and the two began dating in 2003. Soon they moved in together in a home in Palm Desert. By February 2006, Jodi started working for prepaid legal services, now presently Legal Shield, which, on a side note, has been mentioned in a few cases, but that's a story for another time in the future. While working there, Jodi found herself gradually drifting towards the Mormon Church. Many say this was because of Travis, but that is open for debate. As her association with prepaid legal services increased, her relationship with Brewer started deteriorating, and by December 2006, the two ended their relationship of 3 years. Although they kept in touch and remained friends. When Brewer would be later called to the stand, he was asked about his and Jodi's sex life, to which he said they had anal sex a few times and she had a breast augmentation, but that their sex life started faltering when she started wanting to save herself for marriage. By September 2006, she met Travis Alexander, a salesman and motivational speaker for prepaid legal services, at a conference in Las Vegas. Travis was a Mormon, and him and Jodi found an instant spark between them. According to Jodi, the two developed a sexual relationship a week after meeting. Jodi and Travis developed an immediate attraction towards each other, and at the beginning of their relationship, all seemed good, with the couple traveling together and went apart, keeping in touch daily with phone calls and emails. The strain of the long-distance relationship at this point seemed fine, but it would later be one of the biggest strains in the couple's relationship. On November 26, 2006, Jodi was baptized into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. According to Jodi, she took this step to be closer to Travis, who was a dedicated Mormon. By February of 2007, she moved from California to Mesa, Arizona, but the pair ended the relationship in June of the same year. However, they still continued periodically having sex encounters. Many have accused Jodi of attempting to seduce Travis and make him sexually addicted to her and her body, by engaging in kinky fantasies and sexual acts with him. It wasn't until later she eventually accused him of being physically and sexually abusive to her.